a little backstory. There's like this woman who's murdered her husband next door. And
what the hell?
What kind of show are we watching?
Yeah,
here?
It's turned into a Dateline.
Our favorite part of a movie or show are the credits at the start and the end. The songs are like a long lost friend. Credits score. Where credits get the credit they're due.
I have hit record, Gary.
All right. Yeah, I didn't hit anything.
I have hit record. Biscuit is a little over anxious. My dog Biscuit.
Yeah, I'm a little over anxious too.
You usually are.
Anytime I'm in a small room with you, I get a little over anxious.
So every time
we're smallest room.
Every time we're recording the podcast,
yep.
Is what you're telling me.
You a get lot anxious? Of anxiety. No, yeah. Just always.
Okay.
It doesn't help when you touch my leg. I'll just say that when you reach
from across the room, I'm touching your leg with my mind.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, what's going on?
Oh, not much. How's your week?
Pretty good. No complaints, really. Well, I have several complaints actually, but we'll save them for a different podcast called Complainin' Dare.
Oh, I can't wait for that spinoff.
It's a good one.
Yeah,
it's a real good one. Talk about my broken toe, my sore throat, my acid reflux, my anxiety.
How is your GERD?
Oh, who's this?
Oh, what is this? A third voice. What has happened here?
How is your GERD, she says. Which, it's a very good question. I have been talking about my GERD a lot. But maybe we should take this opportunity to say, welcome to Credit Score, everybody. My name is Gary Dudak.
I'm Max Miller. And we have a special guest today
that if just you,
is curious about GERD.
Just showed right up to talk about my GERD. It's great.
The foremost expert in GERD, and
it's true.
Yeah,
I've had GERD.
Yeah, it's no fun.
I've been a sufferer.
I've learned a lot about GERD from Gary recently.
Yeah,
that's all we talk about.
It's not fun. Well, why don't you talk to this girl about GERD every now and then?
This guest is very near and dear to my heart.
Really, I've never seen her before.
Never.
I've never heard you talk about
okay.
her.
Okay. Well, those listening might recognize that voice because occasionally it is calling out from the living room as recording something.
Yeah, when we say something wrong.
Yeah, how it tells how stupid we are about something. Especially in, I believe, the Legally Blonde episode we got to call out.
That was one. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
The bang department. You guys don't know hair very well.
That's right. No, that's true. Oh, don't. The Big Little Lies. I think there was some hair bangs comments that. Well, to say who it is, we haven't said her name yet, I don't think. So.
Well, it's Skylar Harrison, my girlfriend.
There we go.
Or partner.
Life partner.
We've moved from girlfriend to partner.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Yeah.
Right, because we haven't quite gotten to fiance yet.
Oh, boy.
This is where you two team up with me and give me the eyes.
It's an ambush, actually.
Yeah.
See, partner to me sounds businessy. It sounds like you guys are starting a legal practice.
It does in certain situations.
But life partner, if you say them both together.
Like, we're like doing real estate stuff. And
it sounds
so ridiculous when he's like, let me just CC my girlfriend here. I'm just afraid the guy is like judging us and he's
would
like,
it make
you're
you
rushing
feel better?
Into this.
Would it That's make you feel better point. If I called Gary my girlfriend of the podcast instead of my partner on this podcast?
I co-sign.
He's a work husband.
That is true. That's pretty accurate.
Yes.
I like that. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, but work insinuates that we're getting paid though. And so far I haven't cashed any checks. Well, actually, didn't you say you had like a quarter mil for me or something for the last quarter?
Yeah, that's exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
Just all right. That's
this
fine.
Sounds exactly like something I would say.
They did.
This is a movie script. A cool quarter mil.
Yeah, for the last quarter.
Yeah.
Anyways, Skylar, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
I know Skylar too, guys. It's not just Max's girlfriend. All right, she's also my
partner.
she's my friend partner. My partner friend. Hey, I put her there, partner. That kind of friendship.
We have the whole Whale Rock gang back.
Oh, yes. We all worked in an office together.
That's correct.
At some point in our lives.
Wow.
Although I was way too nervous to come in and talk to you guys.
Why is that? We're bullies?
You guys are like the cool, funny, hip guys.
Whoa.
Oh, what?
Cool and funny?
It's true.
No.
Wow. I was also in love with one of you.
Oh, yeah.
Not me, Gary.
Spoiler alert, everybody. It was not me, actually. We did work together. I didn't know that you considered us cool and hip. That's awesome. I like that. I'm going to add that to my resume if that's cool with you.
Absolutely.
Just cool and hip.
Known as cool and hip guys of
and
the
quarter
office.
Quarter millionaire.
Yeah.
Soon to be.
Yeah, once I get my check.
Right, I'm just going to withhold that for a while longer.
Skylar's wearing sleeves, by the way. I don't approve of that. I liked when all of our desks don't wear sleeves to mimic me.
Thank you for wearing sleeves.
Whatever.
I know. I really dressed up for you guys.
Yeah, that's very nice. Yeah.
We like our guests to be as comfortable as possible.
I am.
Well, yeah. She came all the way from the living room to do this podcast, so that's very nice.
It was nice, yeah.
Wait, I want to hear this introduction that you had planned all day long.
It was ex-ballet dancer turned writer runs a anti-diet culture Instagram accounts.
Nice.
It was all in my head. It sounded very professional.
You threw in a couple uhs there when you did it right just now, though, so
you missed the most important title, though.
Biscuit Wrangler.
Biscuit Puppy Mama.
Oh,
yes. She is the mother to my... See, well, I don't even know why we bother with like partner and stuff. There's mother to my puppy.
Mother to my dog.
Mother of puppy.
That's what we should do.
Yeah.
We should from just be like, on all I just need to get my puppy mama's advice on this and I'll get back to you.
On those really important real estate emails, just say puppy mama. I like that.
People listening can't see Biscuit jumping into Skylar's lap right now with his elephant toy. Like, he needs attention so badly with all of us in this room together.
He does not know what to think, the fact that she's in here with
us. She's usually out there wrangling him for us.
This is like the bull dies room, you know. It's like me, you, and Biscuit hanging out. We got this lady in here now throwing things off.
Our voice for Biscuit is like a 1930s gangster, like mobster.
It is.
And he calls Skylar like, what is this broad doing here? What's this broad doing here? Go serve a cocktail or something.
Find me in the boom boom room.
I saw you working at the boom boom room.
I like that. That's great.
Anyway.
Speaking of ladies.
We digress. Yes.
What are we doing?
We let our guests choose what credits they want to do. Skylar, what credits did you choose for us to do here?
I'm not.
And why?
Sure, I chose these. Max was not going to let me do them until I threatened that I would kill him if he did not let me do Gilmore Girls.
That's funny. He didn't pitch that to me that way at all.
Yeah, I had to
She was holding a knife to my neck, and I was scared to tell you, Gary.
He was like, you can do Mary Tyler Moore. And if no other guest picks Gilmore Girls, then you can do it.
I see.
And I said, I will kill you.
Yeah.
If that's the case.
Good. I agree with you.
Yeah.
That's a threat that was well deserved.
Very scared. Yeah. I'm still very scared.
Yeah, you look like it. You have wet yourself. Well, yes. Again, I should say. Yeah.
That was from earlier today.
But these two girls are very near and dear to my heart. Probably the most sentimental characters to me. I told my therapist the other day, when I hear this theme song, like, my body like aches with nostalgia.
Wow.
Like, literally. So if you don't know the Gilmore Girls, which you should, but
we're both learning.
You're learning.
I do not know much about the Gilmore Girls.
He's been studying, so I hope you can keep up, Gary.
I've learned a little.
What are their names, Gary?
You got Lorelai. Lorelai. Lorelai.
Yeah.
And I looked it up. All right, sorry. I actually knew Rory. Somehow I knew Rory. And I have
because it's your niece's.
Well, no. I mean, like, I knew Rory like back in the day. I meant like I knew her name was Rory on the show. I don't know why. Maybe I saw it. You know, I mean, it's a CW show, right? So it was probably on a lot.
Yes,
it was WB then 4 PM. CW.
No, I think it was. Oh, yeah, no, you're right. WB and then CW.
And then merged. Yeah.
Either way, I've mentioned this before. I have kind of a blind spot when I was in college. So this show came out in 2000 and to 2007.
Blind spot and blackout is a little different, Gary.
either way, let's not mince words here. But
when did the show come out?
2000, the year 2000. Yeah. So I was a senior in high school when it came out. Didn't watch it. Or maybe I remembered seeing it or something, but I never watched it. Gilmore Girls, no way. I'm way too manly for that, I would say to my mom as she drove me home from practice. So I didn't watch it at all in college. I didn't know about it. And I never watched it after. I actually became more aware of it in the last couple of years because of the reboot or whatever.
Yes, huge phenomenon.
Which is when I kind of was like, oh, what's this show all about? And looked into it. And that's when I realized Melissa McCarthy was on it. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, she's amazing in it.
Yeah, and that's kind of her first big role, right? What was her name? Snooki on the show?
Sookie.
Wow. Sookie.
No,
you're butchering Snooki. The names. Sookie.
Sookie is...
Sookie.
Sookie.
Snooki is from Jersey Shore, everyone.
See, I'm messing with Tower. Just, but I knew Rory's name.
And by the end of this, we're gonna be saying all the names wrong, and Skylar's gonna be okay with it.
Yeah. And I know that there's a love interest named Luke.
Very good.
I looked that up before, and I saw that you have a Luke mug or Luke's or something. It says
I do. My dear friend bought that for me.
Okay.
And I put it in the dishwasher, which you are not supposed to do. Ooh, that's why it's running.
It faded or whatever. Yeah. So this show is very near and dear to your heart. You grew up watching it.
I had a lot of pop culture blackouts too. Yeah. I was too busy doing ballet. But a family friend called my mom and said, like, they've written a show about you and Skylar. You should watch it.
Interesting. Okay.
Because I grew up personal with a single connection. Mom. Got single it. Mom. Yep.
No, and it was like literally about them, and they're going to sue. They're owed a quarter million dollars too.
That made sense. I like that.
It, first of all, holds up so well. It is smart and funny and sentimental, and I think the ultimate coming of age for Rory, but also for Lorelai. She had Rory when she was 16, so it's funny rewatching it now because I'm much closer to Lorelai's age, and I get her perspective so much more, because when you're like, what, 32, you're still going through a lot of growing up, as I've learned from Max.
I'm still going through. I'm way older than 32, I'm 36, and I'm still going through a lot of growing up.
So it's a fan favorite. Okay,
that's
over
cool
here.
That's cool. Yeah, I mean, it made sense. Perfect match for you, for me. I just, you know.
You were also way too old for it, though.
Yeah, I mean, was I? I was a senior in high school when it first came out. So you think that.
True.
And she was kind of like a teen, right? Rory? Right.
But like CW content. Like, yeah. I don't necessarily
Also, as a teenager, it was kind of like, oh, WB, CW, that kind of stuff was all like, you know.
So what I'm basically saying is I was an early male chauvinist pig, and I didn't even give the show a chance, is what I'm saying.
Right.
But here I'm righting wrongs. I'm righting wrongs today. We're going to do the Gilmore Girls opening credits for Skylar, and it's going to be great.
Should we get going on that?
I think we should.
Yes. Before we do, I have a little treat for us. While I was doing my Gilmore Girls research, the Gilmore Girls, they eat a lot of like fun foods, right?
Yes.
Am I right, Skylar?
Airheads,
great
and fun
breakfast
dips.
Foods, and like takeout, and
donuts.
Yeah,
Chinese
it's
food
a running
is
thing
huge.
On the
okay,
show.
Pizza is a lifestyle.
Oh, I like that.
In the words of Rory Gilmore.
I am down with Rory Gilmore's pizza motto. I like that.
So as I was doing my research, I saw that this quote from Rory about Danish Day, the happiest of all days, the day when we say, let's forgive and forget over a nice Danish and a cup of coffee.
And today is Danish Day?
Today is Danish Day.
Whoa,
Gary. You're very lucky.
All right. What the hell?
I got us all. This is what Biscuit was sniffing behind me.
I saw that on
some cherry danishes to enjoy.
Dang.
Like the Gilmore Girls.
This is a first. We have themed food here. I don't know if I've ever had a Danish, to be honest.
I've never had a Danish either.
Wow, this is.
There you go. Skylar, were Danishes a big deal on the show, or did I just look up a random quote and it has nothing to do with the show?
She's like, actually, they hated Danishes.
No,
yeah.
I never ate Danishes.
So Max says, do you want to go on an hour walk with me this morning?
It's delicious,
and
by the way.
I was like, sure. He's like, okay, I have a treat for you. I'm pretty sure it's Gilmore Girls related. We walk into this bakery. I'm thinking he's going to take me to get coffee and donuts, which is very Gilmore Girls. And mm-hmm. he's like, we're here to get Danish, which we looked up, and it is only mentioned in 2 episodes.
Wow.
In 7 seasons.
So this is deep. This is a deep cut.
This is, I'm very clearly a hardcore Gilmore Girls fan.
Yes.
See, I'm a little, I mean, this is delicious. I don't really like cherry stuff that much, but the Danish itself is good. But I'm a little disappointed that Rory is about pizza being a lifestyle, and he didn't get his goddamn pizza. We eating pizza right now?
Yeah, it's like 5 o'clock.
Look, pizza wouldn't have wouldn't sit well.
And you want to know what else? It wouldn't be very good for my GERD.
That's my mouthful while I record.
I'm sure everyone loves hearing.
I didn't think about us all eating on the microphone.
Yeah. I'll take a breather.
This is like a fetish, though, right? Like, your views could just skyrocket.
ASMR. What's that called? ASMR?
All right.
Now let's get better than I thought it would.
Yeah, let's get the podcast back on track here. Let's get into these credits.
Let's dive right in.
Don't make fun of me, Gary. I never make fun of you on this podcast.
If you're out on the road, feeling low. So many thoughts.
Okay, already so many, right?
So many thoughts.
Right? Okay, so we stop and go very quickly on these.
Yeah, we like to break it down little by little.
Yeah. What are your thoughts there? What did we see, Skylar?
You talk us through what we saw, because I feel like you've really nailed that.
Okay, so we see kind of like a beautiful fall town.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's I actually looked up what town that was.
Do
it's
not use your to be, phone to tell me what town it is.
Well, in the show, it stars Hollow, which I researched.
Yes.
But
East Coast, right? Connecticut
East
or
Coast
something?
Because the shot of Stars Hollow in the opening credits is a panoramic view of South Royalton, Vermont.
Ooh.
Well, interesting. So that's
not, I mean, South Stars Hollow, that where the show takes place, is all in a back lot, I think, at Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
But this shot here is an actual town,
of course,
that they used for the opening credits here.
And there was like a red cherry blossom tree or something. Yes. I wonder if that's where they got the cherries for these Danishes.
It's very possible. I think that was a running thing on the show. They're like, there's the cherry tree, yeah. Lorelei. Oh, you're right, Rory. We should make some Danishes with those. And then we'll eat them later and in every episode.
Okay.
Amy Sherman-Palladino is like, you are hired, Max.
Yeah, yeah. I'm an expert writer.
Who is Amy Sherman-Palladino?
What?
The creator of this show.
Oh, okay. Gary. Okay. That's right.
Mrs. Knew Maisel?
Yes. Okay.
Brilliant.
Yeah. I knew the name sounded familiar. I think I have it on my notes. So I had different notes.
So we see that town, and it says Gilmore Girls.
And what are your thoughts? You said you had lots of thoughts.
For this particularly, I have to mention the Gilmore Girls. The lowercase g drives me bonkers.
Oh, on the actual, on the font.
Yes.
I actually didn't even notice that.
Because lowercase is a trend now.
Yeah.
But it wasn't then in the year 2000. But then you need to put the Gilmore in lowercase. So pick a lane, people.
So wait, can you go back? I know it's hard to go back. So the G on Gilmore was capital, but the Girls was lowercase?
Exactly.
Oh, I didn't even catch that. That actually is going to drive me nuts now, too.
Right?
Yeah.
I didn't notice it until I was re-binging the other day.
I just want to say that the reason I don't think I noticed is because it hits you so heavy with the opening lyrics of the song right away.
Yes.
There's no, like, you know, a lot of credits have a little bit of a build, like Full House and Family Matters, and there's like a doom doo doo or like some sort of instrument. This is just bam. If you had
on, which is fabulous.
I actually have a note about the title too.
Ooh.
So this is we should mention that we're looking at the opening credits from the first season.
Oh yes.
And
but they start, all of them start this way,
right? But they change the title a bit.
Mm.
So the G in Girls, it's like in cursive almost. The G dots the I moving forward. They kind of like slowly, they change the text a little bit, the font a little bit,
so
that the G dots the I. It's a little bit cleaner.
So they use the font as a way to,
So that's something that changes in after the first season. And then obviously there's throughout, this is one of those shows where there's clips from the show in the credits.
Yep.
So those change throughout too.
Of course.
But we are going through the first.
We're doing first season one. Yeah. Just like Different Strokes and Family Matters, the clips change, but the song remains the same.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the
theme.
Song, we should talk about the song as well.
Yes.
Because that is one of the most famous voices in the history of music.
Yeah, well, I mean, okay, sure.
You don't think so?
Yes.
Female voices.
What does that have to do with
I'm just saying, would you put her in the top 10 of voices of all time? I don't think I would.
No, but in music, you hear that voice, you know who it is.
Yeah, okay, I guess.
Do you know who it is, Gary?
Yeah,
I do.
You can say who it is, but
that sounds like someone who knows who it is.
I totally know, but you go ahead. No, it's Carole King.
God.
But I'm saying when I had to look her up, I didn't realize she had all the songs that I knew. So I didn't know as much. That's my own fault. I didn't realize she sang a lot of the songs that are popular and famous, along with this song.
Yes. That's a song, what I'm saying. Song called Where You Lead.
Yep. And she wrote it. Sorry, you go ahead.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
I know all about Carole King, but now I'm being questioned.
She wrote it in the 70s.
Yeah, like 71, it was released.
On Tapestry, which is like her biggest album.
That has like all her hit songs.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Like if you listen to the songs, you know who's singing them.
Yes.
Right,
yes.
Gary?
I take it back. I just meant to say like she's one of, I'm not trying to break men and women here. I'm just saying like there's a ton more famous voices than Carole King, I think.
Right. And if we're talking voices and songwriting too, because didn't she write for Aretha Franklin?
Did she? See, there you go.
I believe so.
I'm learning something today.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I will say what I read is that she did this song in the 70s. It was a huge hit. And then she was approached to do it again for the show, right? And that she wanted to do a different version, not just play the old version.
Right.
And so she did it with her daughter?
With her daughter, yeah.
Louise Goffin?
Yes.
Louise Goffin.
I think her daughter was approached to do it and got her mom
convinced her mom.
Yes.
Right. Because Carole King had stopped singing the song because it was very like anti-feminist in a way. It was like, I'm just going to follow this man around.
Yeah.
And to me, this song still before I read that article, the song, one of my notes was going to be that it feels very codependent. Like, yeah. It's very sweet, but it's...
Anywhere you go, I'll be there.
Right. So I think it's great, but it just feels like they're like, yeah, let's make it work for this.
Yeah.
To me.
And I read that that's why they lyrically revised it a little bit. But, right. But I don't think they changed too much. I think they just started later in the song, right? Because like, right. The real song starts with...
too much.
And there's one particular lyric that's right about the standing by your man, or like, I never knew I could love a man as much as, so obviously that's not in this.
Yeah.
They wrote a specific mother-daughter verse, but because of course I own the soundtrack, and like, when I broke up with my first boyfriend, would just like jog and listen to this soundtrack.
What was his name?
Blake.
Oh, of course.
Ugh, that Blake.
Always a Blake.
Hey, Blake.
Oh my
Blake.
Gosh.
I won.
Well, you guys were recording the podcast before. I was in the bedroom texting Jazz, and we were categorizing all my ex-boyfriends as either Deans or Jesses. So Blake
is that from
was
this
a
show?
Dean. That's from this show.
Oh, okay.
Are you a Jess or a Dean, do you think?
I like to think that I encompass all the positive characteristics of the Gilmore Girls guys.
The universe.
All,
the,
yeah.
Is okay. Are yeah. Jess and Dean Rory's yes. boyfriend? Okay, got
yes.
it.
Yes.
Got it.
You're a Jess.
I'm a Jess.
Oh, it's total a good
Jess.
Thing.
Is Jess Milo Ventimiglia? What's his last name?
Don't make me say it.
Yeah. The
Does
guy
he know
from,
how to say that guy's name?
The guy from This Is Us?
Yeah.
Milo Ventimiglia.
Yeah, he was a recurring character on the show.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. From now on. Anyway.
Let's
get into these credits just a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
We have plenty
to
talk about
these GGs all day. All right. So the font thing bothers Skylar, the lowercase G. I missed it because it gets right in the song. Sorry. I just want to say that the song lyrics start, "If you're out on the road, feeling lonely and so cold," for this theme song. But the actual song, it's like the third verse, just so you know. Just so you know.
If you're out.
Okay, so if you're out on the road feeling lonely and so cold, we get multiple shots of our Gilmore girls.
Yep.
I'm going to back up just a little bit.
Okay.
I do want to say that I really appreciate that there's like so much fall foliage. Foliage?
Foliage. my wife used to make fun of me because I used to say foliage.
Foliage.
Yeah, I don't
you
know.
Just move the eye around.
Yeah,
in that
exactly. Like toil, a foil, a tin foil. But foliage, I believe, is what it is.
Yes, the foliage.
The fall foliage is definitely prominent at the beginning.
Because seasons are so important in Gilmore Girls, as is Stars Hollow, which is why I like them starting with that overhead shot. And for the reboot, they actually decided to separate the four episodes into seasons. And they had a candle that burned. It smelled like the different seasons. And it was the length of each episode.
Huh.
So to Amy, like, environment and seasons are very, very important. And it, like, hooks you right off the bat with all that.
I love the setting. It makes me want to go, like, put on a scarf.
Yeah.
Yes.
A sweater. Have some hot cocoa.
Yeah.
I feel like I didn't watch the show, but I used to see ads for it and stuff. They were always wearing scarves and sweaters, and I thought it was always fall or like winter on the show. It seemed like. Was there ever summer episodes?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I would wear earmuffs a lot, I think.
you could rock some. You have earmuffs.
Oh, I do have earmuffs. Yeah. I wear them in New York once.
We live in LA. We don't get to really.
No, I bought them for one trip to New York.
Exactly. Yeah. It's when you go home for the holidays, when you take all that stuff, you can actually. You know, your cardigans and your scarves and whatnot.
I had like no perception when I was watching this as a little teen in Dallas that this was shot on a lot. And now I'm just really concerned for how hot it was walking around on set and all those like coats and fabulous scarves.
It's never the outdoor scenes. Yeah.
Yeah. It's never that hot in LA. They would have been fine.
Yeah. And I don't think they shoot in the summertime. Really. I don't think they're kind of in hiatus most shows. I think that's kind of like what a season's like.
All right, so take us through some of the Lorelai and Rory.
You're like me King of Queens episode trying to get, what's her name's?
Leah Remini. All right, so Lorelai and Rory are like, they show three quick shots of them like sitting on a couch and then plopping on a bed, right? Like
I think first plopping on a bed.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. And then By the way, everything looks, they have like the floral furniture. Is that like a thing?
Yeah, yeah, it feels very late 90s, but it's important to note that Lorelai is doing the best she can. Like, she left her very, very wealthy family.
So it's supposed to look a little bit not like rich and like the right. newest, most modern furniture.
Right, and stuff like exactly. That. Like, it. She bought that house for herself Got at it. 32. She raised Rory.
Yeah. And Rory is short. I read this for Lorelai Lai. How the hell does that become short for Rory?
I think it's just short for Lorelai.
But like, I read that their full names are like Lorelai Victoria Gilmore, and then the daughter is Lorelai Lai. Like, her middle name is L-E-I-G-H.
Gary, you said you did no research for this. You
seem to have well, I wanted to accost Skylar about this. Oh, okay. So I wanted to be like, but how is that short for, where does the Rory come from?
But like,
why wouldn't they just call, why wouldn't her nickname be Lori?
Because that sounds like a 6-year-old woman smoking menthol.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Like, my niece's name is Aurora, and Rory made sense for, I never knew that Rory was short for Lorelai.
Either way, Rory is such a cute name.
Yeah. Rory's a great name. And I like the actress, Alexis Bledel.
Alexis Bledel. And Lorelai is played by Lauren Graham.
Yeah. Lauren Graham, yeah. And now we're seeing she's doing her nails, her toenails.
And
Lorelai is doing Rory's toenails, much like I do Gary's toenails before we record every week.
He was barefoot last week, and it was kind of freaking me out.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I have full shoes on today, so.
Good.
Max clipped my toenails, actually, too. That was fun.
I would never do that. Gary used to do that in the office.
Well, not my toenails, my fingernails.
Listen, it's not as bad as your eggs, because now I have to live with the eggs. Oh, and yeah. Doesn't.
Max used to make eggs in the office. We mentioned
not
this.
Not make eggs. To eat hard-boiled eggs.
Eat hard-boiled eggs. Sorry,
we
yes.
We both have
yes.
suffered a lot.
He'd bust open a bag of stinky-ass Trader Joe's hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
I'll be cooking us like a very beautiful dinner. We're going to eat in like 10 minutes. Max is over my shoulder and like our tiniest kitchen eating a can of tuna.
Just right out of the can.
You gotta have an appetizer before it's dinner time. Don't you get hungry when dinner's being made?
Yeah, sometimes. Not I just wait. I have some sort of self-control and restraint, so I don't have to pop open a tuna can and eat for my protein.
Like tuna.
I actually kind of do like tuna, but
you know who likes tuna? Biscuit.
That I believe that
he loves that stuff.
Currently chewing on my foot through a toy.
Good. Biscuit, like bite him. That's the only, that's a real reason you're wearing shoes this time, because Biscuit was biting on your
Biscuit's
feet.
A little nibbler on my tootsies, yeah.
So all right. What you don't see in this shot is a can of Cool Whip that Rory has behind her leg.
How do you know that?
I just watched this episode. It's actually...
Oh, this is a clip from the episode.
It's a clip from the episode. That made
sense. Oh, I know this one too. This is where she pulls out the Cool Whip and goes, let's put this on these cherry Danishes that I love so much.
It's Danish Day.
It's Danish Day. Every episode with the cherry Danishes.
Classic episode.
I'm telling you.
That was the working title when Amy was writing this.
The show
was
Cherry Danish.
Yeah.
Cherry Danish.
Danish Day.
Oh, I love it.
I kind of like Cherry Danish Girls. That's how they do it.
That sounds very naughty.
You're right, it does. All right, so... This, what you're saying is this is a really quick clip of a scene where she has Cool Whip on the couch as well with her.
Yes.
As her mom is doing her nails, her toenails.
Right. It's the night before she starts a very, very expensive and exclusive prep school, because her number one goal in life is to go to Harvard. And kind of the inciting incident of the show and the pilot is... Lorelai can't pay for this private school, so she has to go to her very wealthy
parents
to ask for money.
Got it. Okay. Let's keep on girling here.
Yep.
Gilmore-ing. Let's get some more Gilmore. Girls. Continue.
Okay, thank you. All you have to do is call my name and I'll be there. Okay, so we get a second voice added to this mix, that is... Carol King's daughter.
Yep.
We said her name was Lois Goffin.
Yes.
Yeah. Louise Goffin.
Oh, Louise makes way more sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so Carol King actually had a role on Gilmore Girls.
Oh, she did.
Yeah. She was the owner of a music store, which I'll explain later in the credits. And then her daughter had a little cameo in the reboot.
Damn. I guess they're a perfect fit for the theme song, huh?
Yeah, they're kind of the Gilmore Girls.
I just want to say what we saw there. We saw Lauren Graham's credit.
Yeah.
And she does a really I'm just gonna say it. She has a cute little dance. She has a cute little dance. What?
That she can do a cute little dance. Why is you just gonna?
I don't know.
It might be your erection. That's what's making this wrong.
I mean, my wife listens to this, and I just want to make it. It's a cute little dance. No, I mean, she looks attractive doing the dance. That's all I'm gonna say. I'll stop there. The Lorelai.
This
like
little
it.
Dance, and yeah. The back of Rory's head we're looking at, and it looks like they're in a kitchen.
Yeah.
Is that going to come into play?
And she's doing like a funny little cute dance.
Someone's right coming up in the background.
Oh, that's that Suki. We're gonna match.
Yeah.
Yep. And
Suki is Melissa McCarthy, but we don't know that yet. Or I didn't know that for years, but that's her in the background. Okay. Right. So she does this cute little dance over to Rory. What else do you know Lauren Graham from, by the way? What do you always think of? I'll tell you what I
always think of Bad Santa.
Me too.
Bad Santa's the first thing.
And now my
Yeah. And she's so good in that role too.
Like, true. But now I'm starting to think about Bad Santa when she does this cute little dance, and we better continue. We gotta just continue.
Can you guys hear my eye roll?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll add in a sound effect for that.
but people at home also can't see is Skylar has to wrangle Biscuit because he's trying to play with her while she's recording.
This is being a working mom.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
All right, so we've got Lauren Graham's credit. Let's go on to the next one.
There's two clips of her, too. There's the little cute little dance, and then there's her.
There's a few of them. There's like three.
Yeah, and then
three,
she runs down the stairs, like kind of doing her hair.
Yeah.
And then I can't remember what's after
Actually,
that.
Actually, I want to point out that originally, I think Amy Sherman and Palladino always kind of had Lauren Graham in mind or something, or they knew she was perfect when they auditioned her, but she also wanted Sherilyn Fenn. Do you guys know who that is? From Twin Peaks.
Mm-mm. Oh, no, yeah.
The Beauty Mark.
Yeah.
She's amazing. She wanted her to play Lorelai originally.
She is in the show.
Yeah. She's in the show. Yes.
Yes.
I read that too.
It's always bothered me. Gilmore Girl fans, correct me if I'm wrong, but...
What are Gilmore Girl fans called? Sorry. Is there a name for them?
GGs.
Oh, yeah. The GGs. That makes sense. Okay.
Not to be mistaken with the Bee Gees, who have made multiple appearances on this podcast.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Carry on.
But she plays two different characters on this show, and it really bothers me.
That's annoying.
Me.
Yeah.
Amy gets very obsessed with actors. Like,
and then she wants them on all the time.
What's her name? Is it Alexa Borenstein?
Alex Borenstein, yes.
Right. She's in this show, too. She was supposed to play Sookie, I think.
That makes sense.
And now she's a star in
Mrs. Maisel.
Exactly.
Yeah. And she's won multiple awards. She's also the voice of Lois Griffin.
Yep.
We did a Family Guy episode.
Peter.
She's also a writer-producer on Shameless, which we also did.
Yep.
She's
amazing.
She's made plenty of appearances. She's like maybe second to John Travolta on this podcast.
Let's not forget about...
Scientology.
No, Scientology is up there too. The actress from
George Segal.
Skylar
knows George
Segal. George Segal's made one bursting appearance, but
Look Who's Talking episode.
No, I'm thinking of the lady from Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, the older actress.
Carol Kane.
Yes,
she's kind of fizzled out. We got to get her back
on
here.
You're right. It's been a while for Carol Kane. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. All right, let's continue. Pause. There's a lot to unpack
Go ahead, tell us.
Well, we saw, I was going to ask Skylar, she probably knows the episode. So after you get Lauren Graham's credit, there's a shot of Lauren Graham and, Lorelai and Rory, mother-daughter, in a car or truck, and they're looking up at the stars or something?
I think they're looking at the Cherry Danish Cafe sign.
The Cherry Come Danish on in. Tree?
Yeah.
So actually the two... quick clips are sequential.
Okay.
So her coming down the stairs.
Yeah. Fixing her hair.
Forgot to pick up dry cleaning.
Oh, of course.
And
Classic
Lorelai. These are the only clothes she has to drop Rory off at this very fancy school.
I see.
So they're on their way and they arrive at the school and it's just big and pretentious and overwhelming.
They
tilt their heads like, what have we gotten ourselves into?
Oh, I see it. That's what there was in the car.
Okay, right. And for Lorelai, see, you're right.
Makes more sense, yeah.
She's kind of like walking back into this world of wealth.
Got it. Because she grew up there and she had to leave. Okay. And then
one quick thing I want to say. I don't know if you guys will be able to comment on this, but...
Because we're men?
Because you're men.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm not much of a man, though, so.
That's true.
It's true. But you guys did work.
It's true. She immediately says.
It's true. You guys did work for a website called Mandatory, which I feel like you're trying to maybe make up for something.
Yeah. Yes.
But
we were then, for sure.
Yeah.
Lorelai gets an unfair bad rap. There are so, like, when BuzzFeed was huge, there were so many lists that came out that it's like 10 moments that prove Lorelai's a bitch or something.
Really?
Right. Huh. And I feel like you would never do that with Don Draper. He gets to be an asshole, but gets to be misunderstood.
It makes sense. Yeah.
So I want to give a voice to Lorelai.
Well, that's funny. I wrote a story for Mandatory called 10 Reasons John Draper is an Asshole. No, I didn't. But that's
that
actually
does
a good,
sound
good
very
point. Yeah.
Mandatory.
I just want to point out that Gary and I worked at Mandatory years and years and years ago, long before the recent events. Whoever has bought that website now and is running it now. And
yeah,
is like
do not link this to
that. Firing employees for complaining about not getting paid.
Yeah, yeah.
That we have nothing to do with that.
I left in 2016. Max left in 2015, 14? You left before me.
Yeah,
so.
A couple years before you. So
either way, we were bringing back Man, though. Remember that?
Sure did.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Shit.
Yeah. Totally, yeah.
Ugh. Yeah. I don't know if we'd still be dating if I knew the tagline.
We had to. Someone had
who
to bring back
to
Man.
Bring hey, back who's Man? Man?
Yeah. Bring back Man. Yeah. We're bringing back Man.
Had to bring back.
Let's bring back these. Girls.
All right, let's bring back the GGs. Oh, okay, so we finally see. Not finally.
Our next
see.
Website's going to be Gilmore Girls to Tori.
We first are introduced to, or not? I'm saying it all wrong. We get the credit for goddamn Rory, is what I'm trying to say. Alexis Bledel.
Sorry, Alexa Bledel, that you got to have this angry.
I just couldn't speak right.
Intro.
I'm sorry. And she's putting on a stupid hat. I got to say it. She's putting on a dumb hat.
I'm going to go back to this
yeah,
dumb
go
hat.
Back.
Tell me.
She knows the hat's dumb.
Okay, good. That's what
Don't
I was going to ask you.
That's
saved.
What, okay. So if he, yeah, so we get Lauren Graham's credit. They go to this, whatever, this school or whatever. And then the next shot is her sitting in a cafe, it looks like, or a restaurant. And she puts on this dumb.
Wait. A restaurant?
Oh.
What restaurant could it be?
Is it?
You want to give him a hint? Turn her mug with her foot?
It is the coffee mug. Luke's.
And who is Luke, Gary?
That, I believe. Hang on. Oh. From my internet research is the actor Scott Patterson.
Yes,
right?
Very good.
And he plays a love interest of Lorelai.
Yes.
For like all through the show. Right?
Yes. And will they, won't they?
Okay, spoiler alert, because I don't know. Does she end up with him?
Yes.
Okay.
It's okay. We can spoil
yes.
it.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless that happens like...
I was just curious.
Recently.
Okay, so...
No, if you don't know already, you don't deserve
you
to
ain't,
know.
You ain't a GG, and you're never going to be a GG if you don't know that Luke and Lorelai end up together. Okay? It was always meant to be.
When people read our oral history on Gilmore Girls Satori... They will know all this stuff.
Okay, so Alexis Bledel in the credits is sitting in Luke's, that I know is a restaurant.
Right.
Okay, and
so,
she puts on this stupid hat.
Rory is roped in to going golfing with her grandfather.
Oh, it's a golfing hat. Okay.
It's,
I see that.
But
now.
It's like a really Scottish one. Like a
it
Scottish,
is.
Yeah. It's like that stupid.
Yeah, Patty Harrington kilt style. Yeah.
Yes, I believe her grandmother picked it out for her.
Got it.
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Ow, biscuit!
Oh, he just bit his thumb.
Me. Sorry. Okay, let's move forward here.
Ow, I can't wait for that soundbite.
You son of a bitch! Ow!
Speaking of the most recognizable voices, Max's dog biting scream. Yeah.
Would anyone like a quick Max personal story?
Oh yeah, I like this. Here we go.
Hit us.
When we first got Biscuit. We kind of clashed on how to train Biscuit.
Okay.
It was very overwhelming.
Yeah. It happens with kids when you have a kid, too.
Right. So Biscuit had very sharp puppy teeth and was biting us all the time. So Max tells me you need to yelp like a puppy. And he would have me practice yelping in a high enough pitch voice. Would you like to show
me? We would take
me?
Turns yelping like a puppy every time Biscuit
I gotta hear this.
Nipped at us.
No. What the hell? Oh my
god. That is not high.
You sound like you were you sound like you had
Biscuit's responding.
I was going to say,
he stopped biting me, guys.
Did you what was your yelp, Skylar?
I'm having stage
Do
fright.
Now you go, Gary.
Yep.
You don't say yelp. Biscuit
came
over.
No.
Gary's
I'm sorry.
Better.
I'm
okay.
Sorry.
All right.
All right, let's carry on here.
I will follow anywhere that you tell me to.
That's so fast.
Yeah, but that was good though, because it was all the chunk that we saw there was all like Rory's teenage angsty, moody. Yes. Like she's at one point she's walking away, like looks like she's kind of mad. At one point she's plopping her head on a pillow, and Lorelai's there to like console her. And then there was one more I already forgotten. But
yeah, it also shows like how close they are too. Like
yeah, always that was it. Like, yeah, the mom was
each other. Yeah, yeah. I just want to say that Gary and I were going to use this song as the theme to the podcast because it it sums up our relationship perfectly. But we
who's
decided
leading,
to go with something original. Gary follows me wherever I go.
That's true.
Got yeah. It.
So if I'm just going to run through the lyrics real quick, not all of them, but catch us up. So if you're out on the road feeling lonely and so cold, all you have to do is call my name, and I'll be there on the next train. Where you lead, I will follow. Anywhere that you tell me.
I kind of want to cry.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
So that could have been our theme song.
But instead of crying, let's move on to the zany Melissa McCarthy credit.
We get Melissa McCarthy, and zany, she is cooking some sort of chocolate concoction.
I thought that was chili when I first saw it.
Chili?
I would say a sauce.
A sauce?
Yeah, sauce, yeah.
So she's a chef, her character, Sookie?
Yes.
Is she a specific chef, or just like she cooks everything?
She is like very, very classically trained, very skilled, very into her profession. And she's the chef at the inn that Lorelai works at.
And is she really good friends with Lorelai?
Yes.
Okay.
She's the best friend.
Got it. I didn't know if there was like a best friend or since she works at the inn, if they're co-worker friends or something.
Very much best friend.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. And they both live in Stars Hollow.
Of course.
Yeah. Some people like to keep co-workers and being friends separate, like I do with Gary.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. As soon as it's all business. I can't wait for this podcast to be over. Just get right in my car without saying a single word.
Yeah. We don't talk off the mic.
No texting him right before Max drifts to sleep.
Yep. None of that.
You know, I can't fall asleep until you text me goodnight, Gary.
I'm okay. I'm home. Everything's good. You can go to sleep now, sweet Mac.
Okay, do the puppy yelp so I can go to sleep.
Okay, so Melissa McCarthy. Ooh, that's a quick.
Okay, so now it's starting to. Now that we've gotten past the two leads,
yeah,
we're kind of like cutting through.
It's kind of like how last week we did Tropic Thunder,
right?
The movie, like once the mains got there,
you get all the supporting characters quick. So that next one we see is I had her name written down. Do you remember her name? Kaiko.
Kito Alonso, I think.
Kiko or Kaiko.
Kito Alonso, I just made up.
I like Kaiko.
I think go back just 2 seconds because I want to watch it again because it was so quick. She's like doing a funky dance.
Yeah.
Kito Ajina.
Kiko Ajina.
Fun fact.
Yeah.
She looks very young.
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
She was 27.
Holy cow.
When they shot the first season.
Oh my God.
I thought she was in her late teens.
Like a 16. Teenager.
Yeah, oh my exactly. God.
Okay.
That's great. Crazy. Skin.
And was she on the series throughout the run?
Yes. She's Rory's best friend, and she's rocking out here. She has a very Christian mother, so she has to come to Lorelai's house to get her
drugs.
Her drugs. Her drug is music. So to get her music and kind of rock out, she ends up forming a band. And
oh, I'm actually in a band.
Jamming it.
Oh, great.
You are?
Yeah.
Did you guys fucking plan this?
I'm in a...
Gary slipped Skylar a 5 before she came into the court.
I also come from a very strict household like Tito, her character. And, you know, I sometimes just like to rock out with my buds, and I'm in a cover band. So if you check us out, if you're ever in Playa del Rey or Marina del Rey, California. We play at the warehouse. New Year's Eve, actually.
What's your band name?
The Del Reys.
The Del Reys. I'll be there.
Yeah. that's a play on the song. I'll be there. I like it. All right. So who's the next character we see after Tito Ajina?
Who plays? Play with you, I will
fly. Yannick Truesdale?
I would say Yannick. Yannick Truesdale?
I'm panicking.
Why?
Because you should know, or you don't know?
I forgot his character name.
Oh.
Well, so was his character not in many seasons? Or
no, he's a huge part.
Uh-huh. Throughout the show?
Throughout the show.
Uh-huh. It looks like he works at the inn.
He works at the inn under Lorelai. He comes to her inn when she finally opens the dragonfly.
Mm-hmm.
What is his, like, deal?
He is French, and he has 2 chow chows.
Okay. Oh, I like him already.
There's a very great dog funeral scene.
That's a hilarious dog funeral scene.
It humanizes him. He loves his dogs way more than people, and like I get that.
Yeah. He plays Michael or Michelle. Michelle Gerard. All right, so Yannick Truesdale, we see him in his suit at the inn, looking kind of, I don't know, I would say indifferent or
down,
uninterested. A little, maybe a little down. Yeah. And but Lorelai's there to perk him up. She comes up from behind, puts an arm around his shoulder. That's it.
Okay. You do a good job, but
the just description? Like walking.
Yeah, yeah. They're very detailed.
She stands there next to him. Rubs and, his shoulder. Emotions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Carry on.
Okay, we get a quick shot.
We got some O's in the background, too.
And we get a quick shot of Scott Patterson, who we mentioned, who plays Luke.
And did he always...
He's not French.
Yeah, he's not. He's just Luke. Just Luke, man. Yeah. He's Luke.
He's got his backwards cap. He's like, you know, he's...
Yeah, I was going to say, he's like a backwards cap.
He's dreamy, guys.
He's dreamy.
He's dreamy.
Okay. Let's cool your jets here a little bit, all right?
Note to self, beat up the guy who plays Luke.
I need a cute dance from Luke.
I recognized him from... wait, what did you say about a dance? You made a cute dance for Luke?
Like, you got your Lorelai
dance. I see. Oh, you need a cute dance. Yeah. You're right. I see. Yeah, his clip is very quick.
Very quick.
I feel like in later seasons, they didn't change the song and give him a little extra, or did they?
I'm sure they must have. He's such a huge part of the show.
So I've got... I read something that might be a reason why his clip is so short. He wasn't supposed to be a series regular.
Interesting.
He was only signed on for the pilot, so who knows what it was by the time, because we're watching the very first season's credits. But due to the chemistry he had with Lauren Graham on the show, they were he needs to be on this show all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just too good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you,
and
you,
I read,
you hear Gary moaning over there in the corner.
It's more of a drone.
It's more,
more drunk.
Bring
I like that chemistry. So it's kind of like Jesse Pinkman on Breaking Bad. He was not supposed to be like a big...
Yeah, him and Bryan Cranston had romantic chemistry as well. Exactly,
yeah. My question about Luke is, did he always wear that backwards hat?
Always. I see photos of him as a normal human. I'm like, who are you? I don't recognize him without his hat.
I thought you were going to say that even like out when he's just like out and about, he wears a backwards hat too, like as a normal... He's like, just like his glued thing.
On. Like, like Kevin Smith's always wearing jean shorts, like in real life, or no matter what. Or Jay and Silent Bob, he's just like, he is his character. So I recognized him from the Saw movies, weirdly enough. Did you ever watch the Saw movies?
Which ones was he in?
He's in, I think
one of the
four
detectives.
And five, or three and four and five. He's in like, and he has a gruesome death. I remember that. But that's what I recognized him from.
Was he wearing a backwards cap?
No, he was not. No.
Okay.
He was
kind serving of a, coffee?
Nope, not that I recall. Mm. No, just being a dick.
How is his sexual chemistry with Jigsaw?
not nearly as hot as these two, Lorelai. But it's still there, though. Still there.
They're like, oh my God, you and Jigsaw, you really, that chemistry, we got to put you in the fourth one, and then we're going to cut your head off with a...
It was worse than that, I think, to be honest. So.
Is Jess in season one?
Who?
What's his name?
Oh,
Sean Gunn?
Milo Ventimiglia.
Oh, yeah. I don't think so.
Milo Venti is what I'm going to call him from now on, so we can do it. But is it Milo or Milo?
I think it's Milo, like the restaurant.
I don't
Your
think...
Your favorite restaurant?
My favorite restaurant.
I don't think it was on season one, but I could be wrong.
Okay, I don't think so. But because he was my first crush, I have to mention...
Gary, can you add them? I got to beat up all these guys.
I can write a list for you. Don't worry.
Okay.
So he was actually written in to keep Luke and Lorelai apart longer.
How so? Isn't he a young boy? He was like...
Okay, let me explain. So Jess is Luke's nephew, troubled nephew.
Got it.
His mom cannot deal with him anymore and ships him off to live with Luke.
So he's a bad boy.
He is a bad boy who reads literature.
I'm just looking at his name and Ventimiglia? Ventimiglia, I think.
It's Italian, right?
Ventimiglia. Okay, so it's Ventimiglia.
Ventimiglia.
Milo Ventimiglia. It's a G there at the end.
It's a Milo Ventimiglia.
That's not it. Yeah,
Milo Ventimiglia.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, it's the spicy meat, the spicy Milo.
It's like that scene in Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah, exactly.
Gorlami.
And I don't think Dean has a credit either, Jared Padalecki. I don't think he has.
I think he does.
Were they both in the first season? Okay.
No, Dean was the first boyfriend, and then Jess came in and fucked that all up.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah.
Bad boys, they always do that.
I know.
All right, let's carry on here. So we got another shot of Rory and Lorelai looking lovingly at
kind
each other.
Kind of walking through Stars Hollow, I believe.
Yes. And,
the Christmas tree in the background.
It's not a Christmas tree, Gary.
Is it just regular lights?
It's just regular lights.
Those are regular lights.
This is a running Christmas tree.
This is a running thing. This is one thing on this podcast. Gary thinks it's all trinket lights are Christmas lights.
Perfectly shaped like a Christmas tree. It's like a triangle.
It's on the trunk of a tree, but it's not like...
Okay, fair enough.
Gary,
Hey, I just want it to be Christmas.
Okay, it's almost Christmas. We're going to take you out to see real Christmas lights. So from now on, Yay! You know what Christmas lights are like. It's like, that was my plan all along. Just take me to see Christmas lights, Max. Wait, what is Rory eating in that clip? It looks like a cherry Danish, if you ask me.
I feel like this is a second dinner.
Yeah, they do that a lot, second dinner?
They do.
Man.
They do second dinner.
You've had more in common with the show than you ever thought.
They keep a great figure for all these dinners and pizzas and Danishes and shit.
So we get Anne Kelly Bishop, who plays Lorelai's mom, I'm assuming.
Emily, yes.
Uh-huh.
That's the Anne credit. I'm assuming she has kind of a contentious relationship with her mom. Lorelai does?
Absolutely.
Both parents or?
Both parents. Her mom is very critical.
Got it.
One of my favorite lines, she is savage. Let's just put it that way. Like, mm-hmm. if you think Roman from Succession has cutting lines, like,
wow,
go to Emily Gilmore.
Interesting.
So, a little backstory, there's like this woman who's murdered her husband next door. And
what the hell?
What kind of show are we watching?
Yeah,
here?
It's turned into a Dateline.
It happens in the wealthy communities.
Of course it does.
And Lorelai saying how awful it is that this man was murdered, or that she felt she needed to murder her husband. And Emily looks up at her and goes, at least she had a husband to murder.
Oh.
That's Emily Gilmore.
I like her.
I did it.
I like it.
And she got the Anne credit, too, Anne Kelly
Bishop.
She got
it, and then the dad gets a special appearance by, and let's see.
Edward Herman.
Edward Herman with two R's and two N's.
That's pretentious as shit. Yeah.
Yeah. I recognize him. He's a very popular character actor,
really?
I feel like. Yeah. I think I know him best as, I think he was Richie Rich's father in the Macaulay Culkin movie.
Ah, okay.
When I was a child.
Okay. He has unfortunately passed away.
Oh, he has?
He has. And they had to write it into the revival.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah. He died in 2014.
Yeah. So it's very sad, like getting to see all these other characters and their planning for his funeral. Yeah.
Yeah.
He had a role in The Good Wife before he died for 3 years, and he was also in The Wolf of Wall Street. Interesting. Yeah, you're right. He has a ton of credits. I didn't really recognize
him. Yeah, he's very recognizable. He's in a lot of things.
Okay.
Yeah. He's not in these credits, Gary, but you know that Sean Gunn was a regular on this show as well?
Yes. In my research, I saw that. Indeed.
Sean Gunn, brother to James Gunn.
Yep. He played a guy named Kirk. Sean Gunn did, I guess.
Kirk Gleason.
Kirk Gleason, yep. Also, for some reason, known as the Swan Man? I don't know. I don't understand this show.
I read for his character, it was like a running gag that he always had a new job.
Yep,
exactly. And over the course of the series, he had 62 jobs total.
Wow.
Amazing.
That's a good little bit of info there. Mm-hmm. Especially since it was only 153 episodes. So
I know, right?
It's funny. All right, good.
The amount of shit that Amy packs into one episode is just like phenomenal. And I feel like she can do it because the dialogue's so fast.
Was this an hour show?
It was an hour show.
Okay. So 43 minutes or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And normally a page reads a minute. So one page of a script is a minute long. Their pages were 20 seconds to 25 seconds.
Wow. Because it just...
Yes. Yeah. So fast.
Interesting. Okay. That's that quick Gilmore, quick GG wit.
Yeah, as like I think the average.
For some reason, Max is rubbing his bicep right now. I don't know what he's doing.
I do this to seduce you, Gary.
I don't like it one bit. He's like, oh, bro, let me just check my notes here. He busts out his bicep.
Right down here, this way, Gary.
Really,
this way.
Styler's here. I don't like it. I don't know what's going on.
Now he's pointing at his penis.
Yeah.
I love the guy who never wears sleeves on his shirt is upset that my bicep is showing for a brief moment.
Yeah, it wasn't showing. You were rubbing it. It was weird.
So the average script for an episode of this show is 75 to 80 pages, whereas like a normal like a standard hour long TV is about 45 to 50.
Wow.
Yep. That sounds right.
It packed in the
lot of dialogues.
Banter, yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like old school Hollywood, it feels like, is that kind of like talk. Like,
yeah.
Like Rosalind Russell and Cary Grant.
Yeah. Like His Girl Friday.
Right.
I feel like, what are they called? Screwball comedies?
Yeah.
I feel like she actually got a lot of inspiration from them.
You can totally tell just basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I haven't seen too many clips of the show, but I know you've been watching it a lot recently. And
she's been getting quicker with her comebacks to you.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah.
When you're like, mind if I take out the trash? And she's like, include yourself in the bag or something like that, right? I just tried to think of it real quick.
And but it was like 6 pages long.
Yeah.
It was a 6-page long like response. Yeah.
I was trying to think of a way for her to call you trash. I guess I don't have the Gigi wit yet, so one of these days.
Okay, let's go back to this special appearance by Edward
Herman. I liked it. I will reuse that, Gary.
I don't know. I don't think you will.
You want me to edit it out, Gary?
Yes, please.
Nope, not going to happen.
Crop it.
Not going to happen. Okay, executive producer Gavin Pallone. And we get a couple more shots of, it looks like they're wearing like New Year's Eve stuff.
I believe it was her 16th birthday party.
Okay, close enough, Max.
And we very close.
Was her 16th birthday on New Year's Eve?
No.
I think it is. I think it was on New Year's Eve, and she asked for a cherry Danish instead of a cake.
Can you go back like 5 seconds? I just want to hear the anywhere where she doubles up on the anywhere. I like that.
It was
anywhere. It's like a double up on the anywhere. I like that. Yeah. That was it.
Okay.
I just wanted to hear it.
Thank you, Gary.
I tell Max to go back.
Thank you for derailing the podcast.
1 second. Like, just go back 3 seconds. The podcast is on fire right now.
Okay, so we left it, and they are hugging. And is this when she goes to her private school, Rory?
Yeah, so it's the same day as the car scene. No. I mean, people might board. I'm not sure, but she
doesn't. Why are they hugging like they're not going to see each other for a while?
Well, because being a girl in high school is fucking hard.
Yeah.
It's Gary, the end of the day.
Gary knows what you're talking about.
I sure do.
It's the end of the day. So Lorelai finally got her work clothes back from the dry cleaners. Rory survived her first day of school.
Are all these clips from the first episode?
Sorry, this is second episode.
It's first few episodes, probably.
Does she have like a Gia, what are those watches called?
I was gonna say.
That we called out in the Legally Blonde episode.
Baby G.
Baby G watches.
Yeah,
Hollis, this one's for you.
Yes, okay.
That is the exact Baby G I had. Blue.
Wow. Okay. Wow. I could see why that'd be popular. I didn't have it.
Why?
Because I'm saying why she would have.
Should we get some?
Why Skylar would have them, because it's featured in these credits.
Could a couple of fans get us some Baby G watches?
I would like one, please.
Yeah.
But not. I don't want the hat that Rory's wearing earlier, though. The stocking cap golf hat. I don't want that.
Okay, I'm going to get you one of
those. Actually,
you know what?
I'll take that. I'll take that, too. All right, let's go here. Bringing it on home. Be with you, I will
follow where you lead. Okay, so the last shot is them sitting. Is that Luke's diner that they're sitting in?
Yes.
It says created by Amy Sherman Palladino. And according to Gary, there are Christmas lights all over Luke's diner, but they're just twinkly lights. And the camera kind of pulls out from them like outside the restaurant, and it slowly fades out.
Yeah.
Does that double cut drive you insane? Because I cannot stand it.
What was it?
It might drive Mr. Double Annie Anywhere nuts.
No, I like the Annie Anywhere. What was the double cut? I'm sorry. I might have looked away. Oh, yeah. It was
just to get back. Why didn't they do you think they like didn't have enough time and they had to like...
That's really
weird.
So to describe it to, because I didn't really understand what she was saying. It's so quick, but they're like, it's a shot of them in the restaurant and they're panning backwards, but it cuts for like a split second and goes a little bit further backwards or like further away. It's weird. It's
very really weird. Strange.
I also had one note earlier that I was mentioning.
Yes. Tell me.
Fade outs suck.
Yeah,
I don't like fade outs.
I don't like fade outs.
Does it fade out?
It does right here at the very end.
Yeah, the music fade. There's no like hard end on.
Let's just listen one more time here to that fade out.
And I don't know if it was like that all the time or if they fixed that in later seasons. But
I feel like it's always been a fade out.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I'll look tonight.
And like as I tell you, I'm in a band, and we do a lot of cover songs. And a lot, there's so many oldies and like even current songs that have fade outs.
Right.
And then when you play live music, you have to find a way to end those songs. It's
just
super annoying.
Just standing there.
Yeah, yeah. You sing a little quieter.
Slowly do it yourself. Yeah.
But no, I don't like fade outs.
So do you think this original song had a fade out?
No, I think that they just...
They did it for the show.
It's so short. The original song's probably 3 or 4 minutes and this is 50 seconds. So
I agree with you. It's watery.
Just goes back.
No, you did a good job there.
Anyways, I don't like that fade out.
But. Gary, I want you to, when we're finally done with this episode, I want you to end the podcast with your own little
fade out. Yeah. All right, I'll definitely do that. All right, well, I think we should go to our special guest and have her tell us her highlight of these credits.
Yeah, what was your favorite moment of the credits?
I think I'm going to have to choose the last shot.
Mm-hmm. Even with that cut?
Or even with the, well, I can ignore the first shot and okay. just choose the last cut.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's actually the ending shot of the whole series.
Really?
It is. And it's very sentimental, kind of looking in on mother-daughter.
So even in season one, they knew it was going to be the last shot of the series?
Well, here's the thing.
That's interesting.
So Amy Sherman Palladino and her husband were pissed at CW.
Wow.
Or Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers first, yeah.
And they decided to not renew their contract for the last season.
Oh.
So Amy had the last four words planned out for the series from day one, and we've never gotten to hear them.
What?
It sucks.
That's upsetting.
Which is why they did the revival, which I'm sorry, it just wasn't great.
The last season I read that they were, it was kind of like when CW kind of like came together, I guess, with the WB. So there's weird like contract disputes. And they wanted just because Amy Sherman Palladino and her husband, they want the voice of the script to be to fit the series. They have writers, but they do a lot of touch ups. So I think the studio said that they don't need a writing staff. And she was like, no, we do need a writing staff. We need to like pitch ideas and stuff. So they couldn't come to an agreement. They ended up like, she gave
That's
someone her
insane.
Blessing to run the show, but then they ended up hiring a writer staff. So like pissed them off.
Gosh.
Yeah. They got screwed at the
I'm
end.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
You have a hit show for six seasons already and you can't get Amy Sherman Palladino
sometimes
a writer's room.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. So those four words you never got.
Never got them.
Well, you know, it's actually a lucky day because I have a little insider info. Those four words, another cherry Danish, please.
That's four. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Another cherry Danish, please. There you go.
I can tell you what the last four words of this podcast is going to be when we're done. It's going to be fuck off Gary Dudek.
And then fade out.
It all checks out.
Fuck off Gary Dudek.
Well, that's, I guess, since you're saying my name, I'll do my highlight or my favorite moment. It's the dance. It's the Lorelai dance where she does her little cute dance over.
To sexualize the Gilmore Girls.
I said cute. I like it.
Cute.
Cute.
That's not innuendo?
No. I've been doing zero innuendo.
I'm going to have to ask Sarah.
No, I like it. It's cute. She looks funny.
It is cute, and it's right on beat.
Yeah, it's on beat, and she looks nice. It just makes her look very nice.
Well,
love it.
My best moment, and it's definitely not sexual, but it is dance-related, is it's her name. Her character's name is Lane Kim. We didn't mention that.
Right.
When she's
Kito?
Rocking out.
Yeah.
First of all, I love that she's like dancing like violently almost to this like beautiful Where You Lead music that's playing. So
That's true. That part is funny. Yeah.
Little part.
So what's your low light? We'll come back around.
I didn't have one going into this, but now my low light is the shot of Luke because Skylar.
No.
Yeah, Skylar. I hate him. I must avenge my woman.
Okay. Sorry, I was calling you a kiss ass for not having a low light, but now I think it's even better that you're angry. Okay.
No, I want him out of these credits.
Go after Blake. Don't go after Luke.
I'm going after Luke.
Yeah, Blake's
his backwards hat.
Blake's about. I don't really have, I mean, like a serious, I didn't like the hat, but now that I know that it's like a joke, I get it. That made sense to me. I was just like, that's a stupid hat, but that all made sense. I don't like that Melissa McCarthy has like a second and it doesn't really represent her to me, how I know her.
Right.
So I think like her credit's misleading, but maybe that's how she was in the show, but I feel like she had to have been funny in the show, right? Like,
huge part
exactly.
of the show.
And, and like a big funny character, like the funny best friend. And like that clip makes her look kind of like serious. So like the her credit where she's in the...
Yeah.
I know she's doing her
lame.
Job.
You got to do
Maybe they changed it in later seasons.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. Maybe it's, you know, because it's first season, it might be limited what clips
So listeners out there be like, hey, listen, they changed it in season three. She's hilarious, Melissa McCarthy. Because I like Melissa McCarthy. I think she's great. I mean, not in the movie The Boss. That movie was terrible. I had a screening for that and it was not worth it. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. What's your low light, Skylar?
I think the double cut. Mm. But honestly, everything...
The double cut bothers me.
Cut too fast. Like, didn't you feel like it was...
Yeah, I feel like they could have added, you know, 10 seconds to the song and like kept on things a little bit longer.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've definitely seen opening credits that are a little bit... Like, I don't know what the...
Yeah.
They're probably like, we got to squeeze in all this dialogue, so we got to cut the song down.
They're like, we're going to cut the song down and just fucking fade it out, all right? Don't even fucking have an ending.
Just start talking immediately. Yeah, don't stop talking until the episode is over.
Just find a spot in Carol Teen's song, just fade it out. Just put the volume button down. It's over. All right, well, that brings us to our next question. These credits be better with a lion?
Or better, I guess we can call it better with a dog yelp? Puppy yelp. No, it's better with a lion. And we're going to put the sound effect in right here. Gary, don't do it. Okay. God, always. We heard the lion.
Man, his yelp and
yeah, pretty good, huh? Just,
well, it's good unless you have to like, look him in the eyes when he's doing it.
Practicing.
Yeah.
So what do you say? Better with a lion, Skylar?
Absolutely.
She knows. She knows how this works.
Where would you put the lion?
I would put it, I don't know if you guys caught it, but Kelly Bishop does the world's greatest wink.
Oh, uh-huh. I missed the wink.
I kind of want her to wink, and then we cut, and the lion winks back.
Oh,
I like that.
Interesting. Okay.
Kind of goes with Gary's sexy lion. So it winks back, and it does what, Gary? Yeah.
Yes. He gets my vision.
Where would you put the lion?
So Gary? Right after the cute little Lauren Graham dance, she does the thing where she's running down the stairs and fixing her hair. I just want the lion to be there like a dog, and just a quick little pat because she's in such a hurry.
No explanation.
But she has to give the her pet. Yeah, that's what I want. Yeah.
I'm going to put the lion in getting his toenails painted by Lorelai instead of Rory with no explanation in the credits. Just
kind of like the Addams Family, just have a lion on the couch.
For one shot, he's getting his toenails done.
That's good.
And don't say anything about it ever again.
I like that.
I love it.
Good call, bro.
I got a few treats for you guys here because this is a pretty popular song. There are a lot of covers.
I believe it.
This first one is one person playing multiple instruments doing a cover of Where You Lead. It's by someone named Ninja Nins.
Ninja Nins?
Yes.
Okay, I like that.
She's playing drums, bass, and guitar right now.
What's that jersey she's wearing?
She's wearing hamburger pants, it looks like.
Ramen 99? Interesting. I know we're gonna make it through. And I would go to the ends of the earth. Cause darling, to me that's what you were. I like it.
Yeah, it's pretty
good.
She's playing all those instruments by herself.
Yeah.
This next one I have is...
Oh, what a surprise. You have an acoustic cover in a bedroom.
Yeah, can you guess what's coming after this, Gary?
Ukulele?
You're goddamn right. So we have an acoustic fingerstyle guitar of Where You Lead.
Fingerstyle. Like it.
Oh, Gary. Biscuit likes it, apparently. Huh. We got a little biscuit bark.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Where would you hear that version? Like
that's wedding? Coffee shop. Yeah, oh, wedding? Yeah.
Maybe,
maybe
when like the rest of the wedding party's walking down the aisle before they start the march.
Even like when we're waiting, just like have a guitar player, like when not even in the march, like everyone's getting seated, ushers, you hear that. That's a good call. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
James Taylor fan club.
That too.
Oh, they play, they all just have guitars at the fan club.
James Taylor meeting. James Taylor fan club meeting. We all play our finger style guitars.
They all just play together and it's just like chaos. Yeah. Just like everyone playing different songs. Gotta join that club.
Here we go.
I needed a ukulele cover and here it is. That's what you're worth, where you lead. I will follow anywhere that you tell me to.
Out of all your ukulele covers, I like that one the best because I really like harmonies. They're
all
good harmonies.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Ukuleles are good.
I like those guys. Who is that? Let's give them some views. I like that one.
They are Genevieve Aileen,
Let's give their 2016 video some views here. They only have like 1,600.
Help them
out.
Last one is, I call this the depressing cover
dark version
of the Gilmore Girls theme song.
Teenage angst
version. It's a... correctly advertised then.
Yeah, so there's it's a girl sitting in the corner of a dimly lit room with a dark like keyboard and a Renaissance-esque candle? What would you call that candle? Baroque?
Yes.
Baroque?
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Yeah. And she's wearing a heavy black sweater.
It looks itchy as hell, that sweater.
Yeah.
Let's get dark. Where you lead, I will follow. That you tell me to, if you need me to be.
be. Everyone's, both Skylar and Gary are looking at me with their eyes wide open. All right. They're very disturbed by that.
I was actually thinking, I could see this version being used on a modern movie trailer. Uh-huh. Because, like, you know, like, whenever
that formula you were
there's
mentioning.
This formula yeah. where they slow down and make all, like, these classic songs, like,
maybe a horror movie. A horror movie specifically.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
Like a Blumfeld movie. Was that the company's name? Jason Blumfeld?
I can honestly, there's a lot of controversy about the Joker movie right now, whatever. I could see this being used for, like, the Joker trailer. Like, like he's, like, walking, like.
Walking.
Controversy?
Joaquin. He's Joaquin.
You're Joaquin. Yeah, I could see that being used for a movie trailer, like a scary one. Maybe like the Michael Myers origin story or something.
Why wouldn't they use the Halloween music for that?
Because they wanted to.
Where you lead and I will follow.
Yes.
It is
they
creepy.
Want the Gilmore Girls fans to
yeah,
show up.
Exactly, you know? Yeah. They're missing that untapped market of Gilmore, yeah. the GGs.
They want the Gilmore Girls fans and the James Taylor yeah. fan club yeah. all come with their guitars to join in. All right, now's the part of the podcast where we score these credits.
Yeah, Skylar, are you familiar with this, how this works?
I am.
Okay. Tell us.
You maybe
how
heard.
How do we score here?
Key grips.
Yes.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Great.
We use key grips, which one, is finding credits.
10.
Yeah.
Do you know what a key grip is?
I know what a grip is.
We don't care.
Yeah.
That's exactly. You're off the hook.
Exactly.
You're off the hook.
So let me guess. What are you going to give these credits? I know it's going to be pretty, pretty good.
I don't know. Here's the confliction for me. I feel like there's so many other better credits you've done.
Okay.
Yeah. I think a lot of movies have better credits because I like that storytelling piece. This just feels very dated to me in a sense. But then on the other hand, it makes me want to cry every time I hear it out
of my mouth. Nostalgia plays a big role in your numbers.
Yeah.
So
you don't have to think about what everybody else thinks. Think about what you think. What do you score these credits?
I'm going to score them 8.5.
All right. Okay. I can see that. Matt, you want to go next? You want me to?
I'll go next. I like the song a lot.
Yeah.
I have a soft place in my heart for Carole King and Carole King music. My mom used
to
be a huge...
I thought you were
going to
say a soft spot for me.
That's true. Well, it's God, Carole King, and then you. That's my list.
Wait, I think your mom goes somewhere in there too.
So your mom was a big Carole King fan?
Okay. So I like the music. I'm entertained through the credits. I'm going to give them a 6.5.
Ooh. Wow.
Ooh.
That's pretty.
We're going to talk tonight.
My God.
My relationship is
on the rocks.
I don't know how. I don't get a phone call later, too. I might be in some trouble.
Gary, yelp at me like a dog, please.
Make me feel something.
So I like the song as well, but I wish there was more of it, and I wish there wasn't a goddamn fade out at the end. I wish it was wrapped up in a neater package. But I still liked it. I feel like dated is fine because, like, you know, a lot of TV shows are dated. But the song to me, like, never really. I never heard anybody talk about these credits. And like I said, I'm a man. I know that I'm, you know, I got my male entitlement and chauvinist background. But like, I just never heard anybody be like, oh, I love the Gilmore Girls credits until you. So I feel like maybe it's missing something. There's a reason why.
Gary, we'll do some Spike TV opening credits soon. Don't you worry.
There's other girly shows. Girl-driven shows that I have heard of. Anyways, I liked it. It's enjoyable. It's a little cliche with the clips and whatnot. But I had 6.5 written down too, so I'm the same as Max, no worse. 6.5 for me, 6.5 for Max, 8.5 for Skylar.
Final
score.
That comes
out to a final credits score for the Gilmore Girls opening credits, 7.16 repeating key grips. It's pretty good.
It's a good number.
That feels right to me.
Yeah, that's a good number. That's a good number for everything we've done so far.
Yeah.
It's
what's
right
your lowest been, do you know?
Maybe against all odds.
Against all odds is pretty
it's
low.
Possible.
I think Welcome Back Kotter was low for me, but I think it was higher for you.
Yeah, but not by much. But nah, yeah,
there
well,
was.
We do have to go through everything and try and kind of see where everything.
There was something
sits.
That was really low, but I'm forgetting right now. I have to go back and look. I'll know if I look at the list, but I can't remember right now.
Yeah.
But.
So that's
hey,
it.
Seven's respectable. GG's out there, don't hate us too much, because we love you.
Yeah.
And I love Lauren Graham's dance.
Okay, good. Skylar,
help.
Skylar, shut him up. Let's fade him out. Where can people find you if they want to hear more from you? I know where I can find you. in the living in the room, kitchen. Yeah. In the kitchen. No, what is this? 1953.
Yeah,
I find you in the kitchen.
Yeah, oh, hey. Give me another Danish.
I love food. Okay.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Speaking of food, my handle is No Crying and Cooking with periods in between all of them.
On Instagram.
On Instagram, very pro pizza. Mm-hmm. Very hell pro yeah. Danish.
Mm-hmm. Cherry Danish too.
Cherry Danish.
Anti GERD as well. I like that.
Anti GERD.
Yep. I wish I could be a little more anti GERD myself, but. This Danish is probably going to give me some GERD. Thanks a lot, Max.
That Danish was lovely. Thank you.
Yeah. See, this is why I live with one of you and I don't live with the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just and make sure, please follow us on Instagram, Credit Score Podcast, or on Twitter, Credit Score. You can email. Gary loves the email, creditscorepodcast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Please, please, please leave us reviews on Apple Podcasts. It really helps us out.
5 stars, please.
Only, yes.
Yeah, or 5 key drips, whatever you prefer.
Yeah, you can tell them, like, these are supposed to be key drips.
Sorry, 10 key drips, yes. If you want. If you, yeah. Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's that. Yeah. I think coming up pretty soon, we're going to be doing some spooky stuff. Ooh. For Halloween, right, Gary?
Yeah, give him something spooky.
Yeah, we're going to scare the shit out of Gary. That's my goal.
I don't like that very much, but still.
Maybe we'll do one of those Saw movies so we can explore the chemistry between Luke and Jigsaw.
All right. Well, that's the end. Until next week, we'll be back. Credit Score.
I just want to see how much longer you would do that for.
I don't even know what I was saying. 10 minutes.